March 8th, 1992, and the address that we are at is
139 4th Avenue, number 7, Chula Vista.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You want me to start at where I was, or can you remember that?
I can remember
that. All right. When we went, we carpooled. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was very young. I was still 16 when I graduated from high school. And I think that I was at a disadvantage because so many of my friends were 18 at that time. But anyway, we carpooled, and they would take the different cars. Mm-hmm. 1 week, one would take a car, and the next week. But I was very fortunate. I didn't take a car, and they let me ride with mm-hmm. them. So that was a big help, too, because I doubt very much whether we would have had much money for gas for that week. But I did go, and at that time, State College, I think maybe it had around 500, 600 students. And when it would rain, we had no sidewalks to walk in from the parking lot, mm-hmm. and we waded in the mud to get to the to our classes, and it was fun though because we knew everyone, and the nice thing about it, everyone was in the same fix that we were in. No one had any money in those days. Of course, that was when State College was put out there. It was way out. In the boondocks. And people were wondering in San Diego, how in the world, why did they ever put that out there? But see what happened now. Someone had some vision that the college should be there, enough room and everything, and people kept moving out toward there.
You were in... Pardon? Your first year at San Diego State was 1931, right?
Yes. Yes.
That was the first year of the move.
The first year of...
Yeah, that they moved from Normal Street to...
Yes. I didn't remember that, but it was around that time.
Around that time. Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about the move? Was it?
No, I don't remember that. I just remember that I didn't have anything else to do, so I went to State College. Mm-hmm. And I became a teacher because my friends were becoming teachers. We had, at that time, we really had our choice of being a secretary or a teacher, something like that. So I became a teacher because all my friends were taking the courses for education.
You're talking about women.
Yes.
Women, secretary
yes.
or teachers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does that bother you, having maybe only two avenues to pursue?
No, no. Things didn't bother us. We accepted our lot. People today do not accept it the way we accept it. If that was it, that was it. Mm-hmm. And it was, I remember some of the good times that we had, as well as the bad times. I remember that we had a noon dance for 1 hour that was great, and I think it cost us 10 cents to get in. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. I had a nickel a day to spend when I went to State College. I didn't have an allowance the way people have now. And also, we really couldn't work the way they do now because there weren't the jobs. And if there were jobs, the adults were taking them. It was discouraging because of a lack of money, but we all made it through, and our aim was to get through college and get a job. And if we could get a job, then we would have the things we wanted. We didn't expect anyone to hand them out.
What do you feel about that today?
I beg your pardon?
That there's a big push for the government to to maybe step in and maybe help out the economy?
With the college people today that are thinking of having the college get a bus so they can go and see the governor, no, I don't approve. I have no sympathy for those people that are doing this. I think we accept it, and they expect people to step in and help. We had no help. Why does everyone today expect to be helped? I just can't understand this. It's the way of life today. And so their fees are going to be raised? Well, I'm sorry that they're going to be raised, but our governor and our state is in a sad situation. And why do they feel that they should not have something happen to them? Things are happening to people all over. So you see, I don't have much sympathy for these students today and having sit-ins and things like that because they feel that they shouldn't go along. Everyone is feeling the pinch. Mm-hmm. Why not them as well?
Back then it seemed like a time of maybe bonding, there's much camaraderie. Did you feel that? Did you feel the closeness?
You mean during that time?
During that time.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I feel that everyone was struggling and trying to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But everyone saw themselves in the same boat, in the same place.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pick maybe one vivid moment at San Diego State, what would that be?
Well, I was in drama, mm-hmm. and I love drama, and I love the Christmas because that's when the sororities and fraternities had their dance, their balls, and mm-hmm. that was fun. That was lots of fun, and it was nice to see everyone and to be there.
Any particular play that brings back memories?
That I was in?
Yes.
I didn't care for Shakespeare.
You didn't care for Shakespeare?
No. But I love some of the other plays that we had. I didn't join a sorority. I didn't have the money. I would have liked to have belonged to a sorority, mm-hmm. but that was out of the question, and I didn't expect someone to give it to me. So I accepted the fact that I couldn't belong, but it would have been nice to have belonged. A lot of my friends were able to belong, mm-hmm. and that way I could share some of their things that they had, which was nice.
What would you say the biggest problem was? Was it money at the time? Was it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I can remember that my father had an operation for ulcers, and it was shortly after that in Chula Vista they had all of the celery fields, mm-hmm. and the Japanese people had those celery fields. And it was shortly after his operation that he had a chance to go out and work in the celery field. And he took it. He didn't say, this didn't pay enough money.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't pay me to collect this money as they do today. He went out and worked in the celery field. And to this day, I wouldn't know how after an operation that like he had, that he could go out and stoop and do that labor.
Mm-hmm.
in the celery field. But people took anything they could at that time. They were not particular.
How far did you live from the campus?
About 10 miles. I lived in National City. And I imagine it was 10 to 12 miles at that time. No freeways. We went over the hills mm-hmm. that were bare. to get there.
Was there any parking problem there is now?
Oh, no. Heavens, no. We all parked out in the dirt. Uh-huh. All parked out in the dirt. There was plenty of room for everyone. And everyone knew everyone else, mm-hmm. which made it very nice. Mm-hmm. I can remember one incident. I was thinking of it just this morning. I had a friend who smoked. Mm-hmm. And we came out of class one day, and it was the second story, and she came out, and she lit a cigarette. And the president of the college came by, and he stopped, and he said that that wasn't very ladylike. I wonder what he would think today if he went out there.
Would he do anything to the student?
Did he do anything?
Yeah.
No, he just thought it wasn't quite ladylike that she would smoke a cigarette. Mm-hmm. That was the time.
What? if there was anything other than a teacher that you may have wanted to be, what would it been?
Well, I would have gone for drama. I would have gone for drama. I had an opportunity. My drama teacher asked me. She said that she had a friend at the Pasadena Community Playhouse. Mm-hmm. And she said, if you want to go, she said, I can speak to him, and I'm sure that he will take you for training. But she said, you have to pay your board and room and such. I didn't even tell my mother. Mm-hmm. How could I take that opportunity? She never knew. But I would have loved that opportunity. And I often think of Marion Ross and Gregory Peck, mm-hmm. and people that did do something about it. But I couldn't do anything about it, I felt.
It
was a wonderful opportunity, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I can look back on it now as thinking, oh, if I were only going to school today, and that opportunity would be offered to me.
Mm-hmm. Is that strictly because your family needed you at home?
In the first place, I was young. Mm-hmm. And I don't think my mother would have agreed that I go to Los Angeles and go to some place to school that way. In the second place, there was no money. How could I support myself? How could I live when I was there, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So I accepted. But that I would have enjoyed doing. I really would. Now, the second best thing is being a school teacher. I have a captive audience when I have a class. And they loved my stories, and my experience at State College came in very handy for me with children.
Mm-hmm. What grade did you teach?
I taught all of the elementary grades. And yes, and mostly third grade, and my favorite was perhaps fourth or fifth. Mm-hmm. When you don't do one thing, sometimes you take a different path and enjoy it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was very fortunate, too, because the year that I came into teaching, the salaries of San Diego City school teachers had just been raised. And I had the fabulous salary of $126.50.
That was your first year.
My first year. Mm-hmm. And we thought it was fabulous. And in all San Diego, I think that there were about maybe 7 teachers hired.
Mm-hmm. Where where did you teach?
Pardon?
Whereabouts in San Diego did you teach?
My first job was at Sherman School. And that's where I went to kindergarten. And I came back to teach my first year
at Sherman. That was in National
San Diego.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. San Diego City Schools.
You mentioned you worked at the 1935-36 exposition.
One day.
What exactly did you do?
Well, by that time, we were a little late when we finally made up our minds to go get a job. Mm-hmm. And I was still in school. And we went up there, and the only job that we could find was in sort of a little fast food place. Mm-hmm. Well, shortly before that, I had been able to get a pair of white high-heeled shoes, and I loved them. And my mother put them on her charge account that she had at Marston's. In those days, Marston's was a very nice store downtown. Well, I worked one day, and I think I made maybe $5 that day. And I came home, and she said, well, now you can pay for your shoes. So I thought, well, here I worked the whole day. I already had my shoes, and now I have to pay for my shoes. Mm-hmm. I went back to State College and finished the year.
Did the $5 pay for the entire cost of the shoes?
No, I think that probably they were maybe $8 to $10. I don't remember that. But I just remember the fact that I had nothing to show for my one day's work. And I've often thought that my mother was a very wise person.
You didn't refer to the 1930s as nostalgic.
Did I refer to them as
nostalgic? No, in your questionnaire. You said that you didn't refer to them. It was a question of, do you see them?
No.
Why?
No. They were something to get over and to get through and to get established.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were not something to remember, I don't think. As I say, I remember the noonday dances. I remember the dances at Christmas time and I remember my teaching experience. I went to Euclid School. That was the only school we had at that time where you could practice teach.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good opportunity. But no, I don't remember them with any longing.
The students at school, there wasn't a great deal of difference in economics as far as the income of the students' families?
I don't think so. I think we were all, I remember, just last year, going to a fashion show, and I met one of the girls that I knew at State College.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I always thought she belonged to one of the best sororities that we had, and I always thought that she was very fortunate and perhaps had a lot more than what some of the other students had.
Mm-hmm.
When she was talking to me last time, she mentioned that they had some kind of a costume day, and that she asked her father to get a costume, and he said, I'm sorry. He said, I just don't have the money. And this was a surprise to me after all these years that she didn't have what we thought she had.
Mm-hmm.
And they were evidently struggling too.
So everyone was struggling.
Mm-hmm. I think that one of the main things that I remember is that I didn't have the dresses or the clothes that I would have liked to have had. I remember that we were wearing little sort of aprons at that time, and when I was teaching, I made my clothes, and so I went to the dime store in San Diego, and I bought 10 cents a yard material. And I made something to wear with my practice teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what we had to do in those days. And then I remember that my mother wasn't able to go down and buy a slip, but she used a sheet and made a slip for herself. That's how poor we were.
You mentioned after your years at San Diego State that you had become more conservative.
My son says that I am. I don't have a lot of charge cards, and I don't charge things, and I don't say we may as well live today because he says that perhaps I'm conservative because I went through those times, and I think he's quite right. People today, young people today, have never lived in the times. My son has never been denied anything, although I tried to keep the grandparents away from giving him too much because I didn't think it was good for him. But he has had a good education. He went to Santa Barbara. He had his own charge card. He had his own car. He's never been denied anything. He thinks sometimes I'm too conservative, but I get what I want, but I don't spend a lot unnecessarily. I save, too. I never want to be in that position again in my life. That's why I probably feel the way I do.
The New Deal.
Yes.
You saw that?
It helped. President Roosevelt saved us. I really believe that. I think at that time that things were such that anyone could have come in and they could have taken over and we could have had a dictator. I believe that. He came in and he arranged for people to go to work. Mm-hmm. He arranged for the CCC camps. We had one up in the mountains. I had a former principal that told me that he was saved because he could go to CCC camp and they would send, I think, perhaps half of the money that they earned a month back to their families, mm-hmm. and he came through that. It was a wonderful idea. All these young fellows were put to work. They were given enough food, and they sent money home to their families, which was important.
But at the same time, you said you didn't want help. You didn't want...
We never asked for help. Where would we go for help? We had no food stamps that were given to us. We had no welfare that we could go to. Mm-hmm. My grandmother came to live with us at that time. Now there are four of us. We never asked for help for her, and she lived in California all of her life. We were very proud people in those days. Mm-hmm. We didn't ask. We didn't expect someone to help us. I remember that they had bread lines at 12th and Market. And when we would go past, we would see the people getting bread in these lines. That's why I say we were fortunate that we had a certain amount of money coming in every month from my father's retirement. Not much, but it saved us.
The retirement money plus...
From the Navy.
The Navy. And
from getting little jobs that he could get at various times.
Such as the celery job.
Yes, that was one. And then at a butcher shop, he was fortunate to be able to be a butcher. Mm-hmm. But they didn't last a long time, you see.
In it was just you and your parents?
I beg your pardon?
It was just you and your parents?
Yes, I had a brother, but he was in Los Angeles at the time. He did not live at home. And then when my grandmother came to live with us, there were four.
What year was that?
Pardon?
What year was that?
I don't remember. It was around college days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did your family look have the same outlook that you did, that they're on?
It was very depressing for them.
It was very depressing.
Yes, very depressing. I remember that we had our radio. We didn't have television, of course. We didn't have magazines coming into the home. I imagine that we had a newspaper, but I don't remember it. Just bare necessities.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, at that time, they were buying their home. So that was very important, to pay the rent every month.
Did any of the New Deal programs affect you directly or indirectly?
Only at one time at State College, and I remember that just for a few days, I worked in the drama department, and we cataloged the costumes that were there. But that was just for a few days. That was the only time that I worked or had the opportunity to work during
that. That wasn't a New Deal program. That was.
Yes, I believe it was. I believe it was. I believe that it was something through that, mm-hmm. that we were able to do this. And I think there were about maybe four or five of us that had this opportunity. Pardon?
How much did you earn?
Oh, I don't remember that. I earned enough so that I could buy some material and go to a dance, make a dress and go to a dance. That I remember. I think I was able to buy a pair of shoes, too,
mm-hmm.
at that time.
It was just that there was no jobs out available. Is that you welcomed the idea of working and going to school at the same time?
Well, I think if I had been able to, I think I would have. But there just didn't seem to be any. These adults were taking any available job. And I don't remember any of my friends having a job. I don't remember that. And how would I get there in the first place?
So, like stuff on campus, or?
No, there were not that I remember any jobs on campus. Mm-mm.
Did you see yourself as being fortunate for having the opportunity of going to college and even graduating from college?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because by that, I could get something in life that I wouldn't have had otherwise. Yes, I think I was very fortunate. I had 38 years of wonderful teaching.
Mm.
That was worth every bit of it. The one thing that I do remember, when we went from lower division to upper division, we couldn't transfer from lower to upper unless we had a certain number of credits.
Mm-hmm.
And had I been able to go to summer school, which we couldn't afford, if I had gone to summer school and been able to take one course, I could have transferred up into upper division and it would have saved my fifth year. At that time, you see, I entered in 31 and I graduated in 36, which meant 5 years, mm-hmm. because of that one course in transfer. Couldn't go to summer school. Mm-hmm. At that time, I took my practice teaching, and in one way it was fortunate, because I didn't have a lot of classes when I had my practice teaching, and that helped. So, you see, I had to take the extra year.
Most people were graduating. That was, nowadays, it's not uncommon to take maybe 5, maybe 6 years to graduate. Most people graduated with 4 or 5 years at that time.
We graduated in 4 years, mm-hmm. and we didn't need to take the extra year for education. Now, when my son went, he graduated in the 4 years. Then he came back to San Diego and went to Cal Western to get his fifth year mm-hmm. for education. Mm-hmm. We had our education courses when we went there. Of course, it didn't.